it is Ryan Seacrest here, and if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Mom, can you tell me a story?
Sure. Once upon a time, a mom needed a new car.
Was she brave?
She was tired, mostly. But she went to Carvana.com and found a great car at a great price. No secret treasure map required.
Did she have to fight a dragon?
Nope. She bought it 100% online. From her bed, actually.
Was it scary?
Honey, it was as unscary as car buying could be.
Did the car have a sunroof?
It did, actually.
Okay, good story.
Car buying you'll want to tell stories about. Buy your car today on
Carvana.
Delivery fees may apply.
Fourth and final hour on this Monday afternoon. Darren, Donick, and Chase here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. We say hello and good afternoon to Titans General Manager John Robinson. He is on the line with us. It's been a while since we've caught up with him. John, how you doing?
Afternoon. How we doing, guys?
Well, I want to know from you what it was like going through the week of the draft. You know, obviously, everything would get started on Thursday night. But leading up to that, you were doing the Zoom calls here, you and Mike Vrabel, with the media, and you're also doing stuff with the league and trying to figure out, you know, nobody's ever gone through this virtual draft before, what the mindset was of the unknown. And now that you've come through the unknown, how do you feel?
There was a ton of work done by our IT department, our video department, to make sure that we had, you know, equipment in place to pull it off. Our football ops staff did a great job as well. I had a generator delivered here in case of emergency. We could just drop some extension cords out the window, plug everything up, and keep rolling. So you have to plan, you know, for, okay, what could happen here, and think through those scenarios. The Zoom calls with our scouts and coaches, talking through players and meetings and final rankings, all of that stuff went good. We had our own kind of internal mock draft about 10 days ago on Thursday, and then we had the league mock draft on Monday before the draft, and then we had another one internally on Tuesday. So we ran through scenarios, you know, several times just to make sure this is how this is going to go, this is how that's going to go. Everything went smooth. And then, you know, once the draft kind of kicked off, there were no IT glitches. There were no computer glitches. I had two giant screens. One was dedicated solely to the draft board and the actual picks. The other screen had my draft calculator, our database, a Zoom call with our scouts on it, and a Teams call with, you know, kind of with the draft room there. So we had a lot of things in place that we tested, and looking back on it, it went great. I mean, it really did. I thought the communication was excellent. There were no hiccups, and I can't wait to get out of my house because I've been in here for, it seems like, a month maybe. I would love to be on the grass watching our guys do drills and stuff now, but that's not what we're dealt. But if we had to do it again, I think that I enjoyed it. You know, it was different, but I still enjoyed it.
I did too. I didn't know what we were going to see, but I enjoyed it. I liked the human element, and I liked the families being involved in this. And I know everybody's been with their families, and so, well, believe me, you're not the only one that feels the same way. We've had this great quarantine time, but I think everybody is ready at some point to get out and kind of get back to some normalcy. But how cool was it to incorporate the family in what you do?
It was. I think they were both it was funny. They were both fired up. My two girls, Taylor and Bailey, they were fired up on Thursday because they were going to get to be a part of it. And then they got to see kind of what dad does on draft day. And then they were fired up again on Friday to go through, you know, rounds two and round three. But when you're picking at the back of the round and you're on the clock at 11 o'clock, two nights in a row, especially for my young one, who's 11, Bailey, there was less enthusiasm, let's just say, on Saturday. She's like, can we just get through this day already? Like, that's okay. But it was fun. They had a blast. They kind of gave some behind the scenes to our social media, to our fans. And it was cool to have those guys involved.
Now let's talk about your football family. So let's start with your first pick on Thursday night, Isaiah Wilson. You stay at 29, and you take the big tackle from Georgia. What did you guys like about him? And obviously, you know, eventually Jack Conklin's replacement. But what did you really like about Isaiah Wilson?
Yeah, I think, you know, he obviously played for an outstanding program down there with Kirby at Georgia. Won a lot of football games. Played against the top competition, arguably in the country. Huge man. Has power. Is not on the ground hardly ever for such a big guy. He's a tough guy to get around. He's got almost 36-inch arms. And when he gets on defenders and he starts pushing, it's hard for them to get off of him. And to be so big, he's really agile in our eyes at level two and out on space. He's a big man that can come under control, that can adjust and hit his target, or at a minimum impede the defender from having a clear path to whoever has the football. That's the evaluation of his on the field. And then once we got a chance to sit down with him at the combine, you know, for 20 minutes, just a great personality, balanced seriousness, you know, along with, you know, with some chuckles, deep Andre the Giant type chuckles in our conversation. I FaceTimed with him. We had a great conversation. Just felt like he would be a really, really good fit for our football team to add another big line of scrimmage player.
We're talking to John Robinson, the GM of the Tennessee Titans. And John, first off, I think you need to talk to the marketing department over there from Vrabel's house. The freeze, that could be a good, you know, it's got the Titans colors there. Just put a little twist on it. That could be a great promotion during a TV timeout or during halftime there.
Yeah, I'll leave the marketing to the marketing people. I always try to get as many good football players on a football team so that we can win games. I'll leave that to them.
Not your department. Okay, I get it, John. Let's talk about Christian Fulton. You know, last year was interesting. You had Jeffrey Simmons, and you guys talked so much about your conversations with him and how you were able to get clear answers, get the people around him, and you felt really good about him. You got a guy that probably would have gone a lot higher, and it's worked out very well so far. I'm curious, how did you try to delve into the Christian Fulton situation there? Because obviously you feel good about how he handled the adversity he had, and he's another guy that was sitting there late in the second round with a guy with talent that probably would have had him going earlier.
Yeah, again, I don't know why he was sitting there. I thank the good Lord above that he was. But, you know, you get to know the player. You ask him about the situation and get his side of the story and why it happened and what he learned from that situation. And then, you know, LSU is an outstanding program. Coach O runs a great program down there. Obviously, they won a national championship. I think they had 14 or 15 guys drafted this weekend. So that speaks volumes to the type of program that they run down there. And so we've got some really good relationships with people in that program, not just coaches that vouch for Christian and the type of guy he was, and it was a mistake. And I got a message from a guy I coached at Nichols who coached him in high school and said, you're getting a great player, but you're getting an even better person. So when you get that type of intel, sometimes unsolicited, it answers any questions that you might have, especially when it marries up to your interaction with the player a couple times, once at the combine and a couple times virtually on FaceTime.
The quarterback position, it seems like there's a little more innovation that goes on now. You guys were even using Marcus Mariota in some packages last year, late in the season and in the playoffs. I'm curious where you see Cole McDonald. Could he be one of those guys that, while he's developing as a quarterback, could, because of his athleticism, his vertical jump, some of the tools he brings to the table, could fit into packages like that?
Yeah, I mean, I think that will depend upon on Cole and how much he's able to pick up and how much he's able to, you know, hold in the sponge when we start going through the game plan and the playbook, and how comfortable we feel putting him in different situations. Is he able to handle those? I think it's similar to, and maybe a little different because it's quarterback position, but, you know, it's no different than, you know, a lineman that you're asking to play guard, play tackle, maybe play center, or a receiver who plays outside. Maybe he plays some slot, a corner that plays nickel and plays outside. There's different job descriptions for those positions. The quarterback to another position is probably a little bit more that goes into that. But we'll see what he can handle. You know, we're excited to work with him. Like you said, he's got really good size. He's a good athlete. He's got really good arm talent. We had great meetings with him leading up to the draft, and felt like he was a player who we could get there in the seventh round that had a lot of tools that we could work to develop.
John Robinson, Titans general manager, is on the line with us. So, John, today, do you believe the backup quarterback is on your roster, or is that still a position that you want to address?
Well, I mean, I think we're excited to work with Logan. You know, I've said it before. He's matured a ton as a player and as a person since coming to our organization. You know, I've gotten some videos of him throwing around here with some guys, and he looks really, really good. I thought he had an outstanding preseason for us last year. And anxious to see if he can take that next step. Anxious to work with Cole and see what he can. Bring to our football team. I certainly think the talent level is there. But we've got to work with them. You know, we've got to get on the grass. They've got to get chemistry with the receivers. They've got to command the huddle when they step in there. We can't see any of that now because we're all at home. But I think once we get back to, you know, to football and somewhat, you know, normal walk of life, then we can make those evaluations and determine, yeah, we feel good about this, or, you know, who's out there that we, you know, may want to add to work with.
You didn't draft a wide receiver. I know that was a position that you might have been looking at. There are three that I believe you've signed as undrafted free agents. Don't know if you can officially comment on them yet, but why was it that you decided not to go receiver? Is it just the way the board fell?
Yeah, I think that it was really more that than anything. There were certainly some really good receivers in this class. Felt like that there were more pressing needs at other positions, and we just had a couple guys. You know, the guys that we drafted were rated a little more highly for our football team maybe than that position group. But I think that also speaks to the confidence that we have in that group. You know, we've got, you know, Corey and AJ had a great year last year, and Humphreys will be back and healthy, and, you know, Khalif Raymond made some plays for us. Cody Hollister made some plays for us. We'd get Cam Batson back, you know, this year, who missed all last year. So we're anxious to get, you know, to get those guys out there and start throwing them the football and hopefully making the plays.
John, do you still have interest in Jadeveon Clowney after the draft?
Yeah, I mean, I think there's several players that we're still kind of looking at. I don't think there's anything that's imminent. But, you know, those are processes and things that you've got to work through. The medical component for these guys who are on the street, you know, you got to get those guys with your doctors and see where they're at from a health standpoint, regardless of who the player is. The financial component, there's a lot of things that you have to balance and take into account, you know, as you work through the, you know, continuing to add pieces to your team.
John, as we wrap this up, do you feel good as we sit here closing out this month of April and heading into May that it's business as usual and you guys will be out on the field for training camp in late July? Is that your feeling right now today?
I think that's certainly our hope, you know, is that, you know, this, we're going to start to be smart about, you know, the situation. This is obviously unprecedented times for all of us. You know, with this pandemic, there's nothing more important than the safety of everybody in our community and globally. You know, we try to beat this virus and make sure everybody's is healthy and safe, and the conditions are such that nobody's put in jeopardy. And we're very mindful of that, but also hopeful that we can get back to, you know, kind of a normal pace of of life for all of us.
Well said. I know they're putting you through the car wash today, so you've got to scoot along. Thanks for your time. Always good to catch up with you. Thanks for doing this.
Great catching up. Guys, stay safe. Thanks so much.
All right, you too. John. That is Titans General Manager John Robinson. We will come back and talk about some of the things you just heard right here on Darren, Donick, and Chase, ESPN 102.5 The Game.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Mom, can you tell me a story?
Sure. Once upon a time, a mom needed a new car.
Was she brave?
She was tired, mostly. But she went to Carvana.com and found a great car at a great price. No secret treasure map required.
Did she have to fight a dragon?
Nope. She bought it 100% online. From her bed, actually.
Was it scary?
Honey, it was as unscary as car buying could be.
Did the car have a sunroof?
It did, actually.
Okay, good story.
Car buying you'll want to tell stories about. Buy your car today on
Carvana.
Delivery fees may apply.